From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we are following this week. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture caught more than twice the number of gypsy moths this year over last year, most of them in the northeastern part of the state. Nearly all the trapped moths were caught in St. Louis, Lake, and Cook counties. While efforts to eradicate gypsy moths in the Twin Cities area seem to have been successful, officials say several years of spraying apparently failed to keep the moth from taking hold in the Arrowhead. MDA traps caught nearly 28,000 of the destructive pests in 2009. Gypsy moth caterpillars can defoliate large sections of forest, and MDA isn't certain why their numbers continue to increase in the Northeast. Speculation is that it's a combination of natural spread and people accidentally moving infested materials. Back in 1976, Cook County floated a referendum to establish a county administrator position to help streamline and reorganize county government. The issue failed. Since then, the laws have been changed, and there's no longer a need for voter approval. Currently, 32 of Minnesota's 87 counties have administrators and 26 have county coordinators, and according to Jim Mulder, executive director of the Association of Minnesota Counties, the list is growing. Mulder addressed commissioners at the county board meeting on Tuesday. He said their responsibilities were increasing and used a Star Trek example of how to deal with it.
One is that it allows the board, the county board, to spend more time thinking about, in a more appropriate role from the board's perspective, what is our vision, what are our goals? The county board basically talking about an issue, deciding, getting proposals from staff. Then if you remember the Star Trek, the Next Generation, it was he would go, make it so, or make it happen. And that's really how people started seeing what the role of the county administrator.
Mulder said as government takes on more local responsibilities and staff, the changes in human relations responsibilities has made the elected official's job more complicated. Mulder said it was not too long ago that county boards met once or twice a year to set road and bridge budgets, and that was it. He said today the focus is shifting away from county, city, and school as separate entities to the community at large.
How do we coordinate road programs between cities, counties, the neighboring county, the state? I think your county is particularly unique, and you're exposed to, you have to deal with a foreign, you know, the foreign country, you have to deal with Canada, you're dealing with the lake people, you're dealing with the forestry people, you're dealing with, you have an Indian reservation in your county. You have probably more kind of uniquely relationship kind of building things than almost anybody in this state.
Commissioner Jan Hall said she didn't want an administrator standing between board members and department heads. Commissioners currently have specific liaison responsibilities with county departments. Mulder said the county administrator model allows the board to set up specific duties for the position. He added that the county coordinator is a less well-defined position and can become a catch-all. Commissioner Jim Johnson added that the success of an administrator position starts with the hiring process. Mulder said it would be best if the board worked with his association as a hiring consultant. He added that 3/4 of the counties with administrators have them on a contract basis, which forces commissioners to make regular performance reviews. Commissioner Bob Fenwick asked Mulder about the fiscal side of hiring an administrator.
If you were to ask counties whether this was a good thing financially for the county, what would the answer be?
I think in almost every single case they would tell you that it was.
Mulder further said that counties that have hired an administrator have kept them and increased their responsibilities in economic development and community relations, both areas that have financial paybacks for the county. Mulder warned commissioners, saying the decisions they will have to make won't get any easier, especially as the state grapples with increased budget woes. He said the county will suffer more cuts from the state, which is facing a $3 to $5 billion shortfall in the next biennium. The property tax levy for Cook County started out with a 6.93% increase over last year, but by the time Tuesday's board meeting ended, the levy was set at 4.69, thanks to efforts by Commissioner Bruce Martinson and advice from Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers. Martinson told the board he wanted a zero levy increase and gave them a list of budget reductions to accomplish that goal. That would have kept the levy at last year's 3% increase. He didn't succeed, but he did get the levy down by 2.25%. Powers told the board they could drop the sheriff's special levy without compromising the budget. That was a radio maintenance item the county can fill without a levy. Also, the board is counting on equipment sales revenue from the highway department. The county budget calls for over $17 million in expenditures and over $10 million in revenues. The 2010 levy is $5,600,000, and the $400,000 difference will come from the county's fund balance. The longest-running citizen science survey in the world, Audubon's annual Christmas bird count, takes place every year at this time and involves tens of thousands of volunteers. The event began over a century ago when the founder of Bird Lore, a progenitor of Audubon magazine, Frank Chapman, suggested an alternative to the side hunt, in which teams competed to see who could shoot the most game, including birds. Chapman proposed that people hunt birds only to identify, count, and record them. The data collected by volunteer observers allows researchers, conservation biologists, and others to study the long-term health and status of bird populations. Scientists rely on this data to better understand how birds and the environment are faring and what needs to be done to protect them. Here in Cook County, the count took place on Saturday, December 19th. Jeremy Riddlebauer is the organizer of the event, and he says there were more than a dozen volunteers out hiking or driving and at least six feeder watchers. Weather conditions were tough in the morning but improved during the afternoon. Volunteers counted 30 species this year. That's down from 41 species last year. For more information about Audubon's annual Christmas bird count, go to the Audubon website. To volunteer for next year's count here in Cook County, contact Jeremy Riddlebauer at sundew@boreal.org. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.